This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Congressman Mike Rogers on WILS this morning says he's fighting against a $23 billion congressional bill intended to save the jobs of teachers. Democrats support the plan, but Republican Rogers tells WILS's Tony Connolly.
It is unbelievable in a time like this when we have more deficit spending in the last 2 years than all of the presidents combined, continue to borrow and spend money we don't have.
An update on a story WILS brought to you earlier this week. Legislative leaders say they're very close to a deal on a state budget, with the House saying it's at least 90% there. State Representative Richard Hamill says a shutdown is unlikely.
We've gone through a lot of work, and I think both sides, Senate, House, both sides, Republicans, Democrats, the governor, want to get this thing done, and I expect it to happen.
It's going to be either Virge Bernero or Rick Snyder in the governor's office after voters decide this November, but when it comes to Michigan's economy, MSU professor Charles Ballard says either one will be a good choice.
Michigan voters chose the cream of the crop. I think that these two are the two who have the greatest potential to be a good governor to lead Michigan in the right direction.
A group calling itself the Tea Party has filed an appeal with the Michigan Supreme Court seeking to place its candidates on the November ballot. The State Court of Appeals on Monday denied the group's 23 candidates placement, saying it didn't correctly show the party's name on the petitions. Firefighters in St. John's rescuing 14 people from an apartment fire early this morning. The blaze erupting around 2:30 a.m. in the three-story structure on the 1200 block of Sunview Drive. Three people hospitalized for smoke inhalation. The central issue in this year's governor's race is the state's economy. And according to MSU economics professor Charles Ballard, both Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder are suited to address that issue. Speaking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning, Ballard says the first thing he would do
would be eliminate the Michigan business tax. Big questions about what to replace it with, but I do think that the MBT is a unique tax to Michigan, and I don't think it's a winner for our economy.
Some good local news mixed in with disappointing August sales results for General Motors. The automaker announcing today that overall sales were down 25% for the month, although the Lansing-made Cadillac CTS was up by 60%. GM sold over 185,000 vehicles in August, down from over 245,000 a year ago. A controversial subcontractor working on the Marshall oil spill cleanup has been fired from the project. Michigan Messenger reporter Todd Haywood on WILS says workers from Texas-based Hallmark Industrial have packed up and left the state.
Hallmark admitted they had been visited by INS and had been audited, and they claimed that nothing came of it. The INS won't confirm or deny that there's an investigation.
The governor's race in full swing, with Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero along with his Democratic running mate Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence on a statewide tour touting their Main Street agenda plan, the two making stops in Battle Creek and Grand Rapids yesterday. Meanwhile, the Lansing-based Michigan Retailers Association endorsing Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Snyder. President Jim Hallin says Snyder has a fresh and effective approach for reinventing the state.
We view him as an individual who has created jobs. His business acumen and consensus building is just the right formula for Michigan right now.
The Lansing City Council could vote in 2 weeks on a modified application to honorarily rename a stretch of Grand River Avenue after a civil rights activist. Eva Reyes, the chairwoman of Lansing for Cesar Chavez, spoke with WILS.
We have continually been sending the 400 signed letters that they'll take that into consideration and it will come up to a positive end.
A local congressman has some serious questions over some startling revelations into the oil spill cleanup efforts in Marshall. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
7th District Congressman Mark Schauer used the airwaves here on WILS to call on the feds to investigate who's been cleaning up the oil spill along the Kalamazoo River and what kind of conditions they've been dealing with. Schauer tells WILS's Jack Eveling that the jobs should go to those who are unemployed and hazmat trained.
Enbridge has been unwilling to hire them. Now I know why. They've been busing workers up from Texas, workers who are at least alleged to be undocumented, illegal workers.
And with that, the controversial subcontractor working on that oil spill no longer in our neck of the woods, Michigan Messenger reporter Todd Haywood spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
Hallmark Industrial was let go by its contractor, which is Garner Industries. So Hallmark pulled out of town. They loaded all their workers up on buses and drove them back to Texas.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Good news for commuters in downtown Lansing. CSO construction at MLK and Saginaw is complete, with MLK being reopened for traffic today. However, construction on Saginaw between MLK and Jennison continues with one lane of traffic open. And the Okemos School Board holding a special meeting tonight to discuss possibly restoring bus service for at least the first semester to areas facing a cancellation of the service. WILS will be covering the meeting, which starts at 7:45 p.m. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 68. Tomorrow, more showers are likely, mostly cloudy, high near 82. And tomorrow night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 66. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.